Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Coming to you live with Woman to Woman right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. Listen, if you haven't already, get on the phone. Get on the phone. Send some text messages. Go on Facebook, Twitter somebody, tweet somebody, and let them know that Pastor Rebecca is on the air with Woman to Woman. And she has a very special guest on today. Today I'll be speaking with none other than Evan, the show, Spalding, and I'm excited about having this young man on the broadcast. He is the author of the brand new audio book, The Secret. Oh, yeah, must be a secret because we are not getting too many proposals these days, but he is the author of the brand new audio book, The Secret to Getting Him to Propose. My God, what is the Lord about to do up in here? Well, I'm excited to find out. I tell you, I don't know Evan personally, haven't met him personally, but I've seen much about him over on our social network over there where everybody hangs out. And I know that my friend, Pastor Alicia Cooper, and her husband, Pastor Harry Cooper, have had him on their show, and also my friend, Minister LaLisa Williams, has had him on her show as well. So I definitely wanted to grab a hold of him and have him as a guest right here on Woman to Woman, where he could speak to some of the women, amen, that listen on a weekly basis, and some of the women who will be listening to the first time. What is the deal? What is the deal? We're going to go ahead and move forward. Amen. I want to get Evan on the air. So tell somebody. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't listen. I know it's a secret, but don't keep it to yourself. Go ahead and tell somebody to tune in to Women to Women. I got Mrs. Pretty in the chat room with me. God bless you, Mrs. Pretty. Good to see you. Amen. Good to see you. And we are having our own little party over in the chat room. So if you're on the internet, come on over to the chat room and you'll be able to conversate with me while I'm on the air. Amen. Amen and praise God. Well, I'd like to open each broadcast with prayer. I want to apologize for not being here on last week. Last week I was out at my women's conference over in Elizabeth, New Jersey, Christian Women of Power, our fifth annual women's conference, and it was we had a glorious time. We came back renewed and refreshed and reinvigorated, ready to take the world by storm. Women on a mission, there's no stopping us now. You'll hear more about that later, but I want to go ahead and get Evan on the air. He is already here. So let us open in prayer, and then I'll be bringing on Evan Spaulding, the author of the brand new, soon-to-be-released audio book, The Secret to Getting Him to Propose. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name today. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for each and every listener, for Mrs. Pretty, for Evan, and for the other people who have already called in on the switchboard, those who are listening via internet, those who are listening via the archive, and those who, Father God, are listening by way of telephone. I pray, Father God, that you will bless each and every person, each and every woman, each and every man, boy and girl that comes to tune in on today. Let your will be done on this time that we have together today on this show. And Lord, we will be ever so careful as you save souls, change lives, set the captives free. Get some woman to the altar. Oh Lord, some man to the altar. They know they should be married, but God, you know, Lord, you know what your plans are for this broadcast. So have your way, oh God, have your way. Let your will be done. And we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen and praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you, I'm going to go ahead and bring Evan on. I want to just go ahead and bring him on. Just say hello. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Spaulding. Evan Spaulding, welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm glad to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I am just so glad to have you. As I was telling the listening audience, my listening audience, my faithful listening audience that's growing by leaps and bounds, and I declare it in the name of Jesus.
That's right. I
was telling them that I don't know much about you, didn't know too much about you. I heard you on Lisa's broadcast last week, a couple of weeks ago, and said I had to have you on my show. I do have a short bio that I'm going to read about Evan that I picked up from his website. Evan, if you don't mind, I'm going to read your bio.
Sure, why not?
I went over to his website. You know, I've been snooping on you, Evan. I've been snooping.
Okay.
See, who
That's
is this guy? So first I went over a couple of weeks ago and saw you riding the bike, riding a stationary bike. So
yes.
I said, my husband said, oh, that's Evan riding the bike. I said, yeah. I said, he's riding the bike. I think you're doing a 365-day ride.
Well, you know what? Just recently, my doctor pulled me off because I pulled some ligaments in my legs.
They pulled me off
for a minute. I had to take a break for at least a week, and I'll be back on it all over again. So.
Okay. What is the purpose for your ride?
Basically, it's keeping my head focused, and I'm planning to open up my own radio station August 17th of 2011.
Wow. Woo-hoo. Praise the Lord. I tell you, a man with great ambition, a man on a mission. My God. Yeah. Well, let me read your bio. I saw you riding that stationary bike, and then I had to go into my conference, so I didn't have time to go and research too much about you. But this morning, I went in, and I read about Evan. Evan, the show Spalding is a 21-year-old radio personality and motivational speaker who is absolutely dedicated and motivated to help people win. His discovery of his life's purpose began at the age of 16 when he started John T. Ark. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
John T. Ark Productions, a company designed to showcase Christian artists and provide a venue for them to minister. At 21, he formed Know Me 365, a journey designed for him not to eat meat for an entire year until he gets on the radio. While the year is not complete, he has reached his goal, and you can hear him on 1070 AM Harvest Radio every Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to learn how to win, Evan teaches every Sunday morning a class entitled How to Have a Winning Attitude on 468 Grove Street in Irvington, New Jersey. Join him, and you too will be willing to win. And his website, as I told you earlier, is Evan, E-V-A-N, the show, .net. Evan, again, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel welcome.
I hope so. I certainly am the queen of hospitality.
Okay.
Amen. It's a gift from the Lord. You know, said without love, we are nothing and we have nothing.
That's right.
So, Evan, I'm going to jump right in with both feet. I tell you, now you are 21 years old.
Actually, you know what? That profile actually has to be updated by my webmaster. I'm 22 now.
Oh,
and,
happy birthday!
Yeah. thank you. I'm 22 now, and I've completed the Know Me 65 journey. I've actually been on three stations now, when I actually had to turn down two stations.
My goodness!
You know, God is blessing. God is blessing.
So tell me a little bit of something. I welcome our listening audience, by the way, of the switchboard. I see you there. Stay with us and tell somebody else to tune in, because we're going to open up the lines for Evan to talk to you young ladies, to the women who are listening. We want you to stay with us, because Evan's going to be answering some questions from you all later on. Evan,
sure.
Tell me something about you that your bio has not let us know about you. Are you single? Are you married? What are your goals pertaining to this subject?
Okay. I'm actually engaged. I got engaged on February 14th of this year. You could actually see that on my website as well, evantheshow.net. We plan to get married April 30th of next year. And my goal for the secret to getting him to propose is basically I have a lot of female friends, and there's young ladies in the church that don't understand why their boyfriends or the person they're dating want to propose to them. And I feel like every woman should experience what my fiance experienced on February 14th, that happiness, that the mixed emotions and all of that of getting proposed to. So that's what I developed this for. I want them to see that they can get proposed to. It's not impossible. It's just a few things that they have to do differently, and it will happen for them.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so you proposed to your fiance on Valentine's Day. Yeah, Valentine's Day,
yes.
February the 14th of this year.
Yes.
And how long had you, were you dating her prior to proposing?
We were dating since high school. I was a senior, she was a junior, so about 4 years we were dating. And when I came to the realization that I would die for her and I would give my life for her, I said, you know what, I got to make her my wife.
Wow. Wow, what a very special young lady she must be.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So when are you getting married?
April 30th of next year.
You know, I tell you, I love you. I absolutely love you, my brother. I mean, here is a young man, listen, and you know, I tell you, this is a young man who met his fiance in high school. They became friends, I'm certain, started dating, became friends, whichever order you want to put it, and fell in love with each other and dated for 4 years. And then he got to the point where he realized that he could not live without her, and he proposed to her on February the 14th of this year, and they already have a date set where you would be getting married in 2011.
Yes. Absolutely.
So there's no dragged-out engagement for you?
No, not at all, not at all. The only reason that we didn't get married this year is because she wanted to finish up school, and, there's a couple of things that we had to get finished before, we actually jump into it, because we would have been married this year, but... A couple of things we wanted to take care of, but the definitive date is April 30th, and we've got the location. We're about to send out the save the dates and all of that stuff, so it's coming down to the wire.
Okay. So then when did you begin working on this book, The Secret to Getting Him to Propose?
It was actually almost, about a month, exactly a month after I proposed to her on March 14th. And what happened was I work at a place called Partnerships for People, and I take individuals with disabilities to different appointments and things like that, like maybe go to the chiropractor or physical therapy or psychologist. But this particular time I took it to a physical therapist, and one of the therapists actually recognized me from the video that I put on YouTube proposing to my fiance, Callie. So she made a big deal over it, and she told everybody, and everybody was just amazed and awed, and they were talking to me. And she began to talk to me about a relationship she was in for 7 years. She was dating this guy. He just didn't seem like he wanted to propose. So she kept talking to me about it and asking me advice, and the advice that I was giving her, she said every time I went back to see her, she said that it just seemed to be working and it seemed like he was opening up. I'm not sure if he proposed yet, but she told me this should be in a book or on a CD so I could listen to it or read it every day. This would help so many women. So I went home that night and I prayed, of course, and I talked to God about it. And then I listened to his voice and I began to write, and it came about. And it took a few months to get everything down, but everything's finished and done. Now we're just promoting it and everything, so that's what happened.
Wow, and now this book is going to be, I know your release party is on Tuesday, October the 19th.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we're excited about that. I have prayer on that night, and your hours are from the, from 7 to 9?
7 to 9, yep.
Okay, why don't you give us some information about that as before we move forward?
Okay, no problem. On Tuesday the 19th of this month, October, there's going to be a release party at Walls Family Restaurant, and that's 649 Chancellor Avenue in Irvington. It's just a big celebration. The presentation will be in form of an interview, and I'll be interviewed by two of my favorite people. They're a great couple. They're a ministry together. Rebecca and Chiron Richardson.
Yes.
They're just awesome. They actually host a show called Rated R for Relationships.
I know.
And I thought, who better than them to help me go forward? So they'll be doing the presentation along with me. It's going to be a great time, and of course there'll be food there and all of that stuff. So if you can, just come out and join me. It starts at 7 p.m.
Oh, they are awesome. I love Rebecca and Chiron Richardson. They are an awesome couple.
Yes.
So now that we got the technicalities out of the way, let's just get down to business. Now, you are 22 years old, and you are, of course, you're a man. And a lot of the women listening may be saying, well, Pastor Rebecca, this is a man. And not only that, but he's only 22 years old. What can he tell me about the secret to getting him to propose. You know, you have women in their late 20s, their 30s, their 40s. They're listening. And like your friend, like the lady that you met who was in a relationship for 7 years, they've been trying. They've been, you know, we have women who've been working on men, trying to get them to the altar, and nothing is happening. Now, why should we listen to a young man nonetheless? What do you think that you can tell us that we don't already know? I mean, being women, I mean, we are women after all. Why do we need a book written by a man to tell us how to get him to propose?
Well, there's plenty of relationship books out all over, as you know, by men and women. But I actually went through the process. It's not like I'm just, you know, some guy that just came up with an idea and said, you know what, let me put this down on paper, let me put this down on a CD. I actually went through the process, and I know what it takes for men because I've talked to different men. So what would get you to propose to your woman? And they said this, that, and that, and that, and that. And all of the different answers that I got all matched each other. I've talked to about maybe 100, 150 men personally, Facebook, Twitter, at different conferences, all kind of men all over. And all of their answers pretty much came up the same. So I've got the information. I just have to put it out there because there's a decline in marriages, especially in the church. There's a decline, and it shouldn't be that way. So I'm just trying to help the sisters out. That's all.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the thing about it is, Evan, the truth of the matter is there is a decline in marriage, and the divorce rate is over 50% in the church. And a lot of women, as I see it, there are a lot of women in the church who are single. They're coming to church, and their husbands or their fiancés or the men are not in the church. And then when you have a brother who gets ready to get married and he's in the church, oftentimes he goes outside of the church to pick a wife. Now, what's up with that? I mean, what is some? Give me something. Give our listening audience something. What are we doing wrong in the church or out of the church? What is the one thing, maybe one thing, not, I don't want you to give away too much of your book, but give us a taste of what it is that we should be doing that maybe we're not doing, or what is it that we are doing that we shouldn't be doing?
Well, I'll give you a little portion of what I've been telling a lot of different women. If you're in a relationship, I'm not talking about the husband, but the boyfriend and girlfriend, most times women, y'all have this thing where you already know if how interested a man is, and if he will get married to you. You already know if your boyfriend is going to propose or get married to you, and if you already know that he's not going to do that, you're single. As far as I'm concerned, there's no ties, there's no commitment there, and you don't have to be around that. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your time. It's time for you to move on. You might love this person, but if they don't see themselves committing to you, there's no reason for you to even be in that relationship.
Wow. Wait. No, he's already my boyfriend. You know, I mean, I'm just saying because I'm married. I have been married for 14 wonderful years, and my husband's just like the greatest man on this earth as far as I'm concerned. But he's say the woman said, well, he's already my boyfriend and we're dating. So that's a commitment, isn't it?
No, well, there's a form of a commitment, but not even to get into the moral aspect, because, yes, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I worship the Lord. I'm a believer. I study the Word. But I'm also trying to get people that don't believe in God to believe in getting married. And what I tell them is that even if you don't believe in the moral aspect of it, you need to believe in the legal aspect of it, because he's not entitled to do anything by law as your husband. Just because you have children doesn't make him responsible for you if you aren't married by law. He doesn't have to do anything. He can go out with another woman because you're not legally married. You don't have those papers. there's nothing tying him to you because there's no commitment there.
Wow. Wow, that's deep, you know, and that makes so much sense, Evan, because I just had a conference, put a ring, and the topic was put a ring on it. And, you know, one of the things that we have to realize is that, you know, Beyonce, you know, I say Beyonce is a smart woman because she got a ring.
Yes, she does.
You know, she got a ring, and there are a lot of us, and I'm not condoning her, what she does or her music or, you know, her husband or anything, but the woman is married. And
yes,
the thing about it is she knew enough. You know, I believe that we know enough women. We know that we want to be married. Most women want to be married. Most women want that feeling that your fiancé got of her man proposing. And,
yes,
you know, what we do is we go into these relationships with these men, and we give so much of ourselves. You know, women, we give our time, our money,
mm-hmm,
our bodies. You know, we give so much of ourselves. We go to men's houses and clean their houses. And I just pray none of my women listeners do that. You know, but so many women, we would go to a man's house. I did it as a single woman before I got saved. I went to my boyfriend's house and cleaned his house. And Evan, guess what? He told me he wouldn't commit to me.
Wow.
He told me that he was not going to commit to me. I wasn't saved, but, I mean, I was sleeping with this dude. I was cooking
mm-hmm.
for him. I was
mm-hmm.
washing his clothes. I was mopping his floors. You
wow.
know, I mean, I was just being there for him, you know, 24/7 at his call and beck and call. And the man told me that he was not going to commit. He said, I can't
wow.
commit. I will always have other women in my life, friends. He said, I will ever have female friends. He said, as a matter of fact, when I marry you, I'm going to take you to Africa, because he was Nigerian,
mm-hmm.
and nothing against Nigerians. But he said, I'm going
right.
to take you to Africa, and you're going to help me pick out my second wife. Now,
wow.
duh, come on. That was duh. Like, come on, wake up, Rebecca. Smell the coffee.
Yes. yes.
And, you know, you're a man, you know, and if you're a man and you've been presented with that, you know, and you don't have the integrity, you didn't have the integrity that you do as a man of God, I mean,
right.
would you not take it if you were going to be getting everything and no strings attached?
Oh, man, listen, most men will take whatever you give them. That's just how it is. If you give them if you're, you know, cooking for him, if you're paying his rent, most men are going to go ahead and take it. Integrity or not, I mean, see, I have integrity. So most men are going to take whatever you give them. So if you give them an inch, they're going to try to take a mile. You give them a mile, they're going to try to take everything. So it's totally up to the woman to make that decision, how much they give this man. That's why I said earlier that, you know, a woman should, what was I saying earlier, basically, you got to get out of that relationship if you see that it's not going anywhere. Now, the young man said to you that you're going to go and help him pick another wife, and there's guys that even say worse than that. You're going to pay my car note, you're going to take care of my kids, and the ladies are going for it, even in abusive relationships. Once that guy hits you, y'all not even married, and he hitting you, and you still live? No, that's not smart.
Mm-mm. That's good, right. A man should never hit a woman. You're not even married, and he's putting his hands on you. I mean, God forbid if you go ahead and marry him, and he's already shown you he's abusive.
Right.
You know, so now let's talk about Christian men. You're a man of God. If a man wants to have sex with a woman, does that mean that the woman should kick him to the curb, that he's not the one that she will marry?
Wow. Now, that's a great question, because him wanting to, because he can have the desire to be with you. But if he's pushing the issue to the point where you've already told him this thing, and if he's a saved male, he should understand. If he's pushing the issue and y'all supposed to be saved, I question his Christianity and his devotion to God. But if he's pressing, addressing the issue over and over and over. I think it's time to put him aside. It's time to let him go because he should understand as a Christian male and as you being a Christian woman that you're just not going to do that because you want to stay pure and holy for God. And if he's not understanding that, it's time to let him go. It's time to let him go. Because, I mean, we all have temptations. Yes, we have temptations. We have these feelings that rise up. Because I've had feelings. I've had temptations. But it's to not give in to them. And then he's tempting you further. You know what I mean? He's tempting you further to do this. And no, it's not right. It's time to let him go.
Yes, because if he's the right one, you know, you're both struggling already. I mean, you're,
right.
You know, because that's part of the thing. You have to be attracted to each other. I mean,
right.
No one's trying to get somebody to propose and you're not attracted to him or you're not attracted. So you're already attracted to each other, which is even more reason to go ahead and propose. I mean, you're only 22 years old. And here you are getting ready to get married. I mean, God bless you. I mean, come on. So many men will say, well, I'm not ready. I'm too young. But they're dating, and they're dating these women, and they're having they're having sex with them, and they're having babies with them, and they're still not marrying them. And they're in the church. What do you have to say about that, Evan?
A baby's not going to make a man marry you. That's just the bottom line. It's unfortunate, but it's not like back in the days when you would make a mistake and you would get a young lady pregnant. Most men at that time would say, you know what, I'm going to be a man and I'm going to marry this woman. It's just not like that anymore. So what the young ladies need to do is hold themselves and keep themselves. I mentioned this in another interview, quite a few interviews, and it's actually on the CD. My parents gave the young ladies different sayings. But this one always stuck out. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? And my saying is that nowadays, inside of the church, more milk is being given out than oil that has been spilt into the Atlantic. That's just how it is nowadays, unfortunately. But, you know, we need to save, the young ladies need to save their milk.
Are you sure? Are you sure that they're giving out milk in the church? I mean, are you sure that women are actually allowing themselves to, you know, I mean, to be bedded down by men? I mean, or is this just? I mean, have you had experience with women that wanted to actually be that intimate with you in the church?
Yes.
So you're sure?
I'm positive. I'm in the circle of, I'm a musician, first of all, and I see in my, you know, in the different circles, different things that go on behind the scenes, and it's tragic. It's a mess. It's terrible. Behind the scenes, it's just a lot of fornication going on in the church at this time. People that are calling themselves saved, and they're fornicating, and then they're going up and they're singing on Sunday or they're playing on Sunday with the wrong spirit because they just fornicated maybe a few hours before or a day before or whenever. But it's definitely going on in the church, absolutely.
Wow. Well, now how to – so basically your advice to women, young or old, single women, is to keep herself, not to get to the point of – intimacy to the point of actually going to going that extra yard with a man, having sex with someone. The Lord gave me this on Saturday, sex. People couldn't believe I was talking about sex in the church. But,
right.
You know, like you just said, they're having sex in the church. So we need to talk about it. But this is what the Lord gave me for sex. S for spiritual and the EX. Exchange.
Okay.
When you have sexual intimacy with someone, you are making a spiritual exchange. And that spiritual exchange can be good inside the marriage or bad outside the marriage.
Right.
My God.
Yes. That's beautiful, yes.
My God. Thank you. To God be the glory because he gave me that. But so give me some tips, a few tips before we open up the phone lines. What do we do, you know, besides the sexual aspect, because we know that's a part of it, that we don't want to have sex before we get married. Even now, it's just for unsaved people, too. How do you get this across to people who are not religious, who don't go to church? How do you tell a woman who's been used to having sexual intimacy all of her life, and if you want him to marry you, keep your clothes on?
Wow. Now, I'm glad you mentioned that, because actually I didn't just interview saved men when I was doing this project. I actually talked to Muslim men. I actually talked to men who aren't saved or religious at all, and all of them said they want somebody that would keep themselves. Not to say that they wanted a virgin, but they wanted somebody that would give them a challenge. All men that are, you know, good men anyway, like a challenge. You know, they not even just in a relationship, not in just seeking out a wife. Most men, most good men, like a challenge. But you have to challenge this man. Now, to the young lady that isn't saved, first I would, you know, I'd pray for her on my own time. But to get the message across to her, I would have to convince her that's what men like. They like a challenge. You don't have to give yourself to him in order for him to love you, or to like you, or to propose to you, because most times if you give it to a man before time, he probably won't marry you. He won't propose to you. That's just how it is.
Wow. So basically, that same man, though, was saying, look, my stomach hurts. I got to have it. If you don't do it, I got to get somebody else to do it. What do you say to that young woman? Huh?
Let him get somebody else. Man. I know it's easier said than done, but it just has to be done, because you're not obligated to him. Once again, he's not your husband. And the believers, as the believers, we should depend on God. And a lot of times we say we depend on God, but we try to do things ourselves. And that's just not the way to go. But now, as unbelievers, you know, that's what they do. They're not going to believe in marriage. They're not going to believe in certain things. So that's just how it is.
Okay, so that, you know, that's how it is. So for those who want to be married, those of you who are out there and you want to be married, you want to get Evan's book, because I believe that this young man has some jewels in his book that we, even those of us who are married, are going to be able to use in our relationships. He's a young man of God. He is a Christian man. He's been brought up with good family values, and that's something that's missing in our society today. You can go to his website at Evan, what is your website?
EvanTheShow.net.
EvanTheShow.net. And check out his proposal. His proposal is there. He proposed to his fiance. They're getting married next year. And that's another thing. When you get a proposal, make sure it's a valid proposal. Don't let somebody just propose to you and then you're going to be engaged for another 5 years. What do you have to say about that?
That shouldn't happen. It's a deadline. I think if you're engaged more than 2 years, you're still dating. Basically,
wow.
He just gave you a friendship ring. That's not an engagement. You need to plan. Matter of fact, the night that I proposed to her, because her whole family was there on Valentine's Day, it's beautiful. You got to check out the video if you haven't. But that night we came up with a date.
Wow.
That night. I'm not playing any games. I didn't propose to her because I wanted to impress her. I wanted her to be my wife, and that was the bottom line. But it was some key things that she did and what these other men mentioned that made me propose to her.
Wow. So one thing is she kept herself, and that's one of the things that men mentioned, because men like a chase, and especially a Christian man, you know, he's looking for that woman that he can take home to his mother, and they want to be able to hold their heads up and be able to look at mom and know that they haven't crossed that boundary line, you know. Give us one more. I'm just going to pull on you just a little bit. Give me another thing, you know, one more that – reason that one more way that a woman can ensure that man's going to go to the altar if he's the one.
Well, if you want a man to propose to you, first of all, you do have to have one. You have to keep yourself up. I see a lot of a lot of women who aren't taking care of themselves, and it shows on the outside. Not eating right, not taking care of their appearance. You don't have to look like a supermodel, but you got to take care of yourself. Like I said before, he's not obligated to you if y'all just boyfriend and girlfriend. There could always be somebody else that'll come along. If the man is saved or not, somebody else will come along that keeps themselves up. You know, you men want something to look at because we're visual beings. So you got to keep yourself looking good, keep yourself smelling good, and all of that different stuff. That's a must. Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's good. So, in other words, once you're in the relationship, well, of course, that's you're already in the relationship. If he sees what he likes, like Boaz saw Ruth,
right,
and said, "Who is that woman?"
Yes.
So, because then he's visual, because men are visual, and there are beautiful women out there. So there's a lot of competition out there. So are you talking exterior only, or, I mean, you say keep myself up. So you mean my hair has to be done? Don't tell me I got to get my nails done, my feet, make sure that I'm eating right, maybe working out, just not letting things get out of control on the physical side. You're about to get some people mad, Evan. You're about to make some women upset with you, dude. Let me tell you.
That's all right.
You're telling the women to keep, you're saying we should keep ourselves together. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but hear me out. I don't want y'all mad at me. this is the thing. Like I said, you don't have to look like a celebrity. You just got to keep yourself up. You don't have to work out every single day. Even if you don't work out at all, you got to keep yourself up. Now, this is also mentioned in the book. When I met my fiance, she wasn't looking, glamorous. She was on the basketball court. She was sweaty. Her hair was messed up. But it was just something about her. It was like something from the inside was just seeping out on the outside.
Mm.
It was something about her confidence, what she displayed. The things that are in you will come out. It don't matter how. The first time the man of your dreams sees you and sees you as the woman of your dreams, you may not be looking like a celebrity. You know what I mean? It could be anywhere. But like I said, you got to keep that inside and outside looking good.
Wow. I tell you, and that's biblical. That is certainly in the Bible. That Esther, when she got ready to go before the king, she dipped herself in perfume. She took perfume baths.
Mm-hmm.
She went through the preparation process. She went through the purification process. She humbled herself. She had a meek and a contrite spirit. You know, she didn't go in there telling the king off. You know,
right.
She went there humbly, submitted, quiet, gentle. And that was what was on the inside that you're talking about, that what's on the inside will come out. Powerful stuff. Just powerful.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to this book. I'm talking to Evan Spaulding, Evan the Show Spaulding. He is the author of the brand new audio book that's going to be released on Tuesday, The Secret to Getting Him to Propose. I've been taking him to task because, on Pastor Rebecca's show, I just like to keep it real. So I appreciate you putting up with me, Evan.
No, I ain't putting up. I understand. Matter of fact, I got some interviews, and they got some real crazy questions because these aren't even Christian stations that I'm going to. So I appreciate questions.
Yeah, I want to just push you because I need to, help our audience, when I say help, I mean help because, look, women don't like to be referred to. I've heard a woman say, "Well, I wish men would stop referring to us as cows. We're not cows." But it's just an analogy. What we're saying is, anytime you want the brother to make an investment in you, you don't want to just keep giving him away the merchandise. Your most precious possessions, the most valuable stuff you have, you giving away for free. Come on.
What we're saying is,
milk used to be valuable, very, very, very valuable. And the farmer wasn't giving away any free milk. You had to buy the cow. And that's what we're saying. You know, when you have something as valuable as the gift that God has given you to be shared on your wedding night with your fiance, you don't want to be giving that away. You know,
right.
And we're just trying to be, you know, politically correct, you know, and saying, you know, don't stop giving yourself away like that. You know, you're better than that. You know, you're more valuable than that. You're more precious than that. And I can speak this because I've been there, done that, got some T-shirts. I'm not going back. I've given myself away to the wrong moment.
Right.
So I'm saying, you know, from experience, and Evan is saying that from a man's point of view, you just don't want to do that because chances are he won't marry you. He would get everything he can, have a good time, and leave you right there, and go for somebody who will just say no. Men just want a woman, I know, they want a woman who will say no. So you have just helped me because I tell the listeners all the time, just say no. Sex can be like a drug. It can be exhilarating and addictive. Just say no. Don't get hooked up. Don't be so tied with nobody like that to the point where you got to have him and you 10 years later, he got 3 more women, but you got to have him because you're addicted to the sex. That's
right.
All we're saying. You know, that's
right.
All we're saying.
They don't like the cow analogy. I'll give them a car analogy. When we're, as a matter of fact, I just got a new car, and when I look for a car, I want something that doesn't have a whole lot of miles on it. You know what I mean? You don't want something that's been, and then not just miles, but maybe not a whole bunch of street miles and highway miles and different stuff. Has the oil been changed? You know, when you're looking for a used car, you don't want, you know, you want something nice without a lot of miles. It hasn't been everywhere. You know what I mean?
You
want something
decent.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thank God for his grace and his mercy, you know, that God made me a wife. And even if you've been around the block a few times or down up and down the highway a few times, God can restore that. You know, God can restore you. He can make all old things new. So I just thank God for that power. So, you know, there's hope. But you can start today. Start today. If you're a wife, you're already a wife. You are already a wife. Start today. And keep yourself, you know, and keep yourself together. He gave us 2 great tips. Keep yourself, and the hands are going up, Brother Evan. So we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. We have 42 minutes remaining. We want to open up the phone lines. The hands are going up. So call in to 646-652-4832. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm talking to Evan, the show Spalding. This brother has a lot of guts because he's come out with a book for women, The Secret to Getting Him to Propose. Amen. So in the chat room, they're saying, Miss Terry at ISM Radio said, that's so true. A man does not want all that mallet, you know, on his woman. You know, he wants to know that, you know, he's one of the few, if not the only one, you know, that has gone for test drive in that baby, you know. you're funny, Evan. Amen. I love real people. Look, we serve a real God. We serve a real God. God meets us right where we are. So, Evan, what else, before we go to the phone lines, do you have anything else that you want to say just before I take these calls?
Oh, I'm ready for the questions. I'm ready.
Okay, he's ready, y'all. So come, he's ready for your questions. I'm putting you on the air, area code 111. Your phone number's not there. Your hand is raised. You might be calling from Skype or something. Your number may be blocked, but you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Yeah, hi. How are you? Are you speaking with me?
Yes, I am.
Now, I'm going to say something that's very, very practical and spiritual and that will resolve the problem, but it's going to also illuminate why the problem proliferates. Now, number one is, you know, we're in the 21st century, and we're not our mothers, we're not our grandparents. And I'm going to say that women are not talking to men. Now, most of us can agree that communication is one of the most valuable aspects of any relationship. Therapists will say that. you know, virtually anybody that talks on the subject will say it. Now, there are only three ways people meet. A introduces themselves to B, B introduces themselves to A, or C introduces A and B, which is known as a referral. I propose that women start talking to men. They're not doing that. Now, I agree with you guys on the sex part. I agree you shouldn't have sex. But I guarantee you, you're not going to agree that women should do the most fundamental thing with men, and that is have a conversation with them as equal and potential partners. In the book of Ruth, now you guys talk about Esther, but I'm going to talk about Ruth. Ruth was instructed by Naomi, her mother-in-law, to take a bath, get dressed, go down, and let the man that you're interested in know that you're interested in him. And I'm just saying a lot of women are manipulating. They're using power. They're playing games. But they're not talking to men. They're not getting to know men. And so that is a big, big, probably the largest inhibitor or restrictor of women getting in healthy relationships with compatible men.
Evan?
Well, actually, you know what? That's actually in the book, Physical and Verbal Communication. That's definitely in the book, and it's outlining that they should be talking. So that's a great, excellent point.
Let me be a little bit more. Am I still on? I'm sorry for cutting you off. Let me be a little bit more specific. What I'm saying is this. Women are offering a salutation to men, saying, hi, how are you, and engaging in polite conversation to get things started, as opposed to having men come to them and then they're rejecting the men due to superficial attributes that the women have in their mind. So I'm talking about women opening up the line of communication. What do you have to say about that?
Okay, you're talking about the actual introduction, the meeting point, not even being in the relationship. You're talking about...
Right, I'm talking about the introduction, which is important to the relationship getting started.
Right.
Okay, we need that, and what I'm saying is most men, out of political correctness and kissing up to women and not really wanting to see things change, they're not saying to women, you have a right to demonstrate, or obligation, excuse me, a right and an obligation to demonstrate your ability to be a partner. Not just sit back like your grandmother did, because the rules were different then. But are we encouraging women to open themselves up, not sexually, but communication-wise?
All right. Now, I don't think that's going on with everybody. There's plenty of women that will open up themselves and talk to men, especially in this day and age. It's not for everybody, but for those that aren't, I've seen the women, different women, if a man comes up to them and talk to them, maybe they'll act a little snobbish or not want to talk to them. But I think that has to do with the man, because a woman will talk to a man when they're interested. So maybe they're just not interested in that man. Maybe he came up to her in the wrong way. Maybe he needs to change his approach. Maybe it's not her, but the way he came to her.
Thank you. But what I'm saying is, look, if we're going to fix the problem, now I'm a troubleshooter, I'm a problem solver. It can't just be what you just said. I would totally dismiss that, because the woman has to put herself in the process also. She just can't be the judge, jury, and executioner. She's got to participate. So if men are doing it badly, I often say, and I'm not saying that some men aren't doing it badly, women need to show men how to do it the right way, because initiating is a primary feature of relationships. And let me just say this. You have a lot of hypocritical men out there and bankrupt men as far as relationships. They call themselves Macs. But you notice these men never get married to women. Okay, promote books or what have you, but what we're doing is we're not saying to women, you need to do this to improve your skills with a man, because if you expect to love a man, you've got to have a male IQ that's above that before you're not having a man. So we need to say to women, you can't just be the rejecter or vetoing men. You've got to be down there with men, relating to men, if you understand what I'm saying, and I think you do.
Yes, I do. I'm going to let you comment on that. Let me comment on what the brother is saying. I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Thank you.
That women should initiate communication at the beginning stages of the relationship instead of just waiting for a man to approach her. I am one who believes that if a woman who is interested in a man, that she can give him an indication that she's attracted to him. If he's single and she's single, I don't see anything wrong with a woman flirting with a man, smiling, giving him the look, just looking away and looking away, not being very forward, too forward, or even, going over to him and saying, you know what, I like the way you made that presentation, or I like the way you played the drums in church today, did you hear what, even if it's in church or even outside of church, but did you hear what happened on the news? Just initiating communication so the man does not have the onus of being the only one to show that he's interested. I do. I believe that has a lot to do with why so many women are single in the church, because women have lost the art of flirting. But we could be become, we got to the point where we could be a groupie and we could go up and throw ourselves at a man, but there's another stream, there doesn't have to be one extreme or the other, but there can be a happy medium. I don't have to throw myself at a man sexually, nor do I have to be the rejecter, the one who's always waiting for him to come and show he's interested, but I can at some point meet him halfway and say, you know what, hey, you're interested in me, I'm interested in you, or I'm interested in you, and I hope you're interested in me, too. So, yes, I do agree with that.
Right. Now, let me say this. I got to give you
one more comment, and then I have to take some calls, and you can stay with us and come back.
I got to give you super kudos, because you stated that the most articulate and the most balanced way I've ever heard a woman say that. So I just want to thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Because I've been there. I have been there before being saved and since being saved. I am married for 14 years now to a wonderful man. But, I tell you, I have known how to get I still know how to get the attention of a man. And it does not always have to be sexual. It could be, let me get to know you. There is nothing wrong with a woman expressing to a man that she wants to get to know him. So, yes, Evan, I don't know if you have anything to say about that.
Well, I agree with that as well. But I don't see what the issue, because I was telling him that I agree. But I don't see what the issue is with the woman waiting for a man to come to him, because the Bible does say he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And a lot of times you even hear young ladies say, I'm looking for a man, I'm trying to find a man. And that's not biblical, especially if we're talking about the Christian young lady. That's not biblical. And if you're going around and you're searching for this man and looking for him, and you're always out of the way when he's trying to find you, you'll never run into each other. So,
all right, am I still on?
Yes.
Okay, but see, well, the problem with you, sir, and I love us having this conversation. You are wrong in the sense that it's not a wife. We're looking for people who are potential wives or husbands. And so a woman, just like Pastor Rebecca just said, we've got to open the lines of communication. Telling a 21st century woman that she cannot open conversation, say hi to a man, and engage in conversation is just silly when 70% of women are single. So understand that you're misapplying the Bible. A person to get to know at that particular time, a potential partner. So understand that distinction.
I'm going to let Evan respond. So, sir, just hold your comments and let him respond. And just hold with us, because you're making some very good points, and this does have to come out. Yes, So I want him to be able to respond. I want my guest to be able to respond. Go ahead, Evan.
No, just understand, I'm not saying that you're wrong. Yes, women should say hello. I'm not being sexist and saying that women shouldn't talk to men. Like I said, that's in my book. I said I agree with you. I understand everything you're saying, but there's nothing wrong with a man seeking out a woman. That's all I'm saying. I agree with you. We're saying it different ways. That's all. I understand what you're saying. Women should be talking to men, and men should be talking to women. It should be both ways.
Okay, so thank you so much. I think we got to an agreement on that. I want you to just stay with me. Sir, I believe you're the author of a book as well, right?
Well, yes, I wrote the principles, the seven principles to love. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard an ambulance in the background. But I wrote the seven principles to love, sex, and dating. And I agree with Evan. Now we are in agreement. All I was saying is equal it out so that women understand they have as much of an obligation to be a partner as a man does. And see, I love women, and I want women to be empowered. But women are atrophying, sitting back waiting, that is, their skills are atrophying, sitting back waiting for men to carry all the burden of a relationship. A woman's legs work and her mouth works. So
well,
she should make both, of them work and just say hi to a man. And we need to embrace that in order to get out of the quagmire that we're in.
Okay, great. Wonderful. I agree with that. And I sure want you to come back. I'm going to have November be Men's Month. And I want you to come back in November and be my guest, okay?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to be contacting you.
Keep me in the queue.
Okay, I'm going to keep you in the queue. Okay, we're going to take, Evan, we're going to take another call. I just appreciate the interaction that just went on between you and that brother. And I tell you, this is good. We have hands raised.
Okay, okay.
So we're going to take the next call, okay?
Yes, no problem.
Area code 312, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Erica. How are you today?
I am fantastic. I am fantastic. I mean, this show is great. It raises so many points about what's going on today. And I was just, you know, sitting back just laughing a little bit because everything that's being said today is so on point. Some of the things that I've talked to you about and things like that. And Evan, I just want to tell you congratulations on your proposal and with your fiance and everything. I commend you. I do.
Thank you so much.
I am a young lady. I'm 27 years old. I am one who desires to get married as well.
Right.
And I have been one to you know, put it out there and communicate or conversate or whatever you want to call it with different guys and things like that. And I think that a lot of women, a lot of girls, because most of the generation now don't really have any respect for themselves. You know, they don't put the standards up there. You know, they don't carry themselves as women and men, you know, in Christ. And I think that sometimes, even in the church, you don't have a lot of role models. You don't have a lot of people that can show you how to be a woman, how to walk in what it is that you should be walking in. And so when you see people and you see different things, sometimes we desire to be with, you know, be in a relationship and things like that, and sometimes we desire it, so, well, we'll settle for anything.
Right.
That's not always a good thing. And
right.
I've been in relationships where I've met some knuckleheads, and, you know, where they're, you know, you can go up and you can talk to a person in the beginning of a relationship when someone introduces themselves, and you usually ask, okay, well, what are you looking for out of life? What are your goals? You know, what's your plans for the future and things like that? You automatically know up front whether a person is going to commit to you or not.
Yes.
And so my thing is if a person already tells you up front, I'm not looking to be in a relationship, you know, I just kind of want a friend or whatever, then you have a decision to either continue with them or you have a decision to walk away from it.
Yes.
And so I think sometimes women get caught up with the fact of, I don't want to be alone. So they settle for whatever comes along.
Right.
And it's not always a good thing because now you're in a situation where you're unhappy. And you try to deal with it, but, yeah, you know, you're basically giving up yourself. You're doing all these things to try to please him and change him and get him to look at things a different way. It doesn't happen that way.
Mm.
I know. I tried it. It don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I'm just trying to get around all the comments that was made because there were some excellent points that came about and some stuff that goes, you know, that was said that was just, oh, my goodness. But women don't keep up their appearance anymore. Women don't value themselves as much in today's society. You know, they pretty much just put out there anything. And I think what it is a lot of us is dealing with, you know, having low self-esteem. We don't have that confidence, you know, to walk up the way that we should and things like that. And men can tell that. Men can tell when a woman is weak or, you know, when they can pretty much, when they got one, when they can pretty much take advantage of you. And a lot of men do prey on women like that as well. And so I think that we need to take a step back and look at ourselves and the things that we need to correct as well, learning how to be confident in who we are as women of God. Because if we don't value ourselves, no one else will value us either. And you can't expect anyone else to value you if you don't value you.
That's right.
And that's one of the key things. We have to learn to value who we are and the things that God has given us and placed in us. And, yes, we are valuable, way more valuable than what we put ourselves out here as. And, you know, we try to portray an image to make it look like we have it all together, and we don't. You know, we don't when we're falling apart over here. But I think that we can't sit and blame everybody else for everything. And I've been through some things in my life where I didn't value myself, you know, where I didn't appreciate who I was. But we are precious. And it's not good to just be giving ourselves up to anybody because the truth is no man deserves, really, just no any man deserves what we are and what we have. They don't just deserve that. The man that God has created for us is the one who we should be giving ourselves to. Period.
Amen. After marriage, after he honors you by marrying you.
After.
Amen. Erica, I can see you've been stirred up. Evan, you have any comments about what Erica's calling from Chicago, by the way.
Wow.
You have anything about to say about what she just said?
Oh, she's right on point. She's on time with that one. There has to be standards and there has to be values because women are very, very precious and valuable. And I know, you know what, there doesn't, in my church anyway, there's more women than there are men. In a lot of churches around the country, it's that way. And it just seems like all of the good men are taken or there's not enough saved men in the church, so what women actually end up doing is saying, you know what, how about I just go with this guy? I mean, it ain't nobody else in the church, so I might as well just settle for this guy. But and it's easier said than done. I'm sorry, sister, but you got to just hold out and just be patient with God. Pray to him, give him your request. And a prime example is my mother. My mother, she got married what was considered late. In the 80s, she got married at 29, 30 years old, but she was wondering, what's wrong with me at 25 and 26? What's wrong with me? Why don't men want to marry me? Why doesn't anybody want to be with me? Maybe I should go with this unsaved guy, or maybe I should go with that person. But then when she gave up and she submitted herself to the Lord, she got, her Boaz, my father, came along, and he took her up because she was patient and she believed in God for that man. So, and she valued herself. She began to value herself and stuff like that. So, I mean, just be patient. Continue to pray. Just put your trust in God. Like I said, I know it's easier said than done, but it is actually doable. It can happen. It happened for my mother. It can happen for you.
And that's so true. And I've learned, and Pastor Rebecca knows my life story. At the point where I am now, the Lord has set me down and began to deal with me and show me how valuable and how important I am,
mm-hmm.
To not just freely give myself away. And I'm learning some things about me that I've never known. And God is beginning to show me who I am in Him. And I think that when we begin to sit down and reflect on life and allow God to deal with us and the things that's going on within us and the value of who we are, I think that we can better choose, you know, our mates. And God will, and God does have that person for us. And the thing is, yes, we do have to wait. Yes, it is doable. And I know that if you just hold on and you make up in your mind that, okay, this is a time where I need to be by myself. This is a time where I need to get to know God more intimately, you know, because if we just take time and just sit down and just reevaluate life and evaluate different things and allow God to deal with us, then we can make that step and we can move forward. But if we continue to do things our way, then it'll always come out our way. And our way is not always the right way.
No.
So, you know, you just get whatever comes to you. And so right now, I thank God for where I am because God is teaching me a lot of things, and I'm beginning to grow in Him more. And so I know that He has a husband for me. I know that He does. I'm in the process now of going through what I need to go through to get to that. But right now, my focus is Him and what it is that He's called me to do. And so when that time comes, He'll allow that man to come into my life, to be with me, to walk with me into my destiny. And so I just thank God for the show today. I thank you guys for all of the comments and the things that were said because it is helpful. And it teaches you so much and it shows you so much. And Pastor Rebecca, I just love you so much. And I thank you for these shows and just always thinking of me. And Evan, I praise God for you, and I wish you many, many, many blessed years with you and your wife, and I just thank God that He will continue to show Himself strong and that He will continue to cover you all as you go forth in Him.
Thank you. Thank you. God be the glory.
Amen. To God be the glory. Erica, make sure you pick up a copy of Evan's audio book. I'm sure you're going to be blessed by that book. I'm just so godly proud of you, young lady, and everything God is doing in your life. And, you know, Erica is a member of Christian Family Faith Center over in Chicago with Pastor Larry Starr, and my friend is the pastor. And I just am so glad to know Erica. I went down there last year to preach and met Erica there, and we just have just attached ourselves to each other. So I'm just so proud of her. Amen. Erica, God bless you. Continue to listen. We have another hand raised and a couple more calls. I don't know if we're going to get to them all, but let's just keep moving. Erica, I'll talk to you soon, babe.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you. Amen. So let's take another call. We have another hand raised here. Area code 708, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Hey, God bless you, Pastor. How are you?
God bless you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Pastor Larry.
Pastor Larry, I just said your name. I didn't recognize the area code.
Yes, ma'am. I've been listening for about 45 minutes now. I've been listening. And
amen.
I wanted to kind of get back to the question of whether it was proper for a woman to approach a man.
Yes.
And as your last caller said, everyone has a valid point. I think on one hand it is proper because if she's interested, and if he's not aware of her interest, then he will never know.
Right.
But on the other hand, here's the problem. If you, from the perspective of a man, when a man is young approached by a woman, what that journey says to him is that all bets are off and the boundaries are down and everything goes. And so in that perspective, she has to be careful on how she presents herself. And I think like a good dish, presentation is everything. If you present it and you put it out there like that, he's going to respond to you like that.
Yes.
And so, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And so I believe that it's totally okay to at least approach a man, especially if he's available, and to make him aware that you're at least interested, because he may see you as somebody unapproachable, and both of you all may have the likings for each other, but both of you are kind of standing, you know, wondering, well, what if she say no, what if he says no, and you are compatible, but afraid to make the first move. And so me personally, I wouldn't think less of a woman if she made the first move had I been single. But on the other hand, you have to make sure that you're doing that your presentation is proper so that he knows where you are and knows your stand. Because every marriage begins with the first date, you know, with the first hello. And sometimes, the truth is, Pastor, sometimes we can present ourselves as being so, if I can use this word, we appear to be so spiritual until we become untouchable. And it's not to say that we shouldn't be spiritual or present ourselves as being holy people of God. But if my presentation is one that I think I'm untouchable, then someone who may be interested in you won't approach you. And then you spend years looking boy-ass right in the face. He'll pass you right on by because he thinks you're untouchable. And so you can't be speaking and shouting and speaking in tongues for a lifetime and come off as though I'm not interested. And he's going to think, you know what, she's so far out there until I can't touch her. You know,
right.
And so I think it's fine to say, at least make it known. I mean, let's start with hello. How are you?
That's right.
You know,
amen.
If you say hello, then he'll at least speak back. And the gentleman, I know if it were me, I would at least acknowledge the fact that she at least said hello. And I'll give you a good example with myself and Lady Carol. When we met at a bowling alley. And it started out, I mean, she thought I was the meanest guy on the planet. And I thought she was too quiet for me. So she simply said hello. And it was the presentation in her hello that gave me the confidence to go ahead on and pursue. And so it was not that I was not already interested, but because she was, if I can use this word, to me, to be bougie and in a whole different class of people than me. And I'm like, well, you know what, maybe she's too good for me. But when she said hello, it opened up a door for me. And the rest is 21 years of history.
Hey.
And so it's about presentation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Amen.
And so, but again, on the other hand, you have to present it properly in order to maintain and gain that respect from that individual.
Amen, Pastor Larry.
Yes.
So thank you so much for those comments. I'm going to allow Evan to just, if he has anything that he wants to say about that. Our guest, Evan Spaulding, he's the author of The Secret to Getting Him to Propose, and we've been talking to him. Evan, what do you have to say about any of those comments that Pastor Larry made, or do you have anything that you want to add to that?
Oh, I'll just add to that because, I mean, that is absolutely true all the way. Matter of fact, there's some men that are shy. I know it seems like maybe it might seem like a lot of men are confident. Some men are shy, and they need that little hello just to get them to go ahead and talk to you. They need that. And sometimes, matter of fact, this happened with my brother before he dated his wife or whatever. He didn't even know she was interested. He was interested in her, but he didn't know how to approach her. He would talk about her and like, oh, she's so beautiful. I don't know how I'm going to talk to her. So she came to him, and he saw that she was interested, and the rest is history. They've been married for about 10 years now. So
that's
absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. There's nothing wrong with a woman approaching a man. Nothing
and
wrong with a man approaching a woman.
Yes, and I love what, and I know our caller is still with us. We may have time to bring him back on, but for the sake of clarity, I love what the men are saying. Women of God, women who are listening, just hear this clearly. It's presentation. Your hello doesn't have to be desperate, like, oh, hello, with this gleam, like, I know he's my husband in your eyes, you know. Just a little hello. And, you know, the thing about it is a lot of relationships start with friendship. Show yourself friendly. I mean, it's just that simple. Pastor Anthony and I started as friends. We were not, he was attracted to me. I wasn't attracted to him, although he is fine. I mean, he's just fine, but... he was a good boy, and I was crazy. I wanted a bad boy, but it started with a friendship, and we've been married, you know, and we're going to be married forever. So, hello, and I just love the fact that that came up, because a lot of women are sitting in the church, and they're staying single because they just won't dare to say hi. It's hi, you know, just hi. So we do have Pastor Larry. Stay with me. I have one more caller that I see that I want to give the opportunity to be on the air, and then I'll go back and let the brother come back in if he has a comment. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Woman to Woman. We're speaking with Evan the Show Spaulding, Evan Spaulding, S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G, and his website is Evan's the Show. T-H-E-S-H-O-W, Spaulding.net. His new book, The Secret to Getting Him to Propose, is going to be available on this upcoming Tuesday. He's having the official release party. You want to go to his website, find out how to get a copy of that book, give it to some women that you know who are looking to be married. Amen. And also, brother, support him. Support this ministry. This is a ministry. Support his ministry and get the book for your sisters, your girlfriends, anybody in your life that you know that could be benefited by this book. We have one more caller, area code 910. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Area code 910, did you want to be on the air? Okay, that person is just listening, does not want to be on the air. Again, I want to welcome in his presence to the website, to the chat room, also Ms. Terry at ISM Radio, and everybody else that's tuning in, our guests that are tuned in to the chat room. Okay, Evan, I'm going to... allow you to just have any remarks that you have. I do want to bring the brother back in, if that's okay with you, just for a few minutes. I think he might have a comment.
Absolutely.
Amen. Area code 111, you're back on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Now, I was just writing you an email, actually. Look, this is, as I have critiqued it, this is the most critical area in relationships, and I like what the other gentleman said, and we can't say it all. That's why we need so many helpful comments. But in the modern era, initiating communication with the opposite sex and paying, especially on first dates, is the most divisive of all issues. And unfortunately, in the black community, and I was just juxtaposing that to the white, Asian, and Hispanics, because they have broken those barriers. They can be friendly with each other. And that's where it needs to start. It is attitude. Attitude, attitude, attitude is everything. And I would just say this to black women, and there's so many wonderful black women. You wouldn't approach any other area in your life the way you do dating. Do research. You're a go-getter. And I agree with the guy, but it's the same thing with the man, by the way. Nobody should just be abusive or disrespectful in the way they approach each other. And I don't think that would happen anyway. What I say is women just have to realize the criticalness of their showing themselves friendly and opening themselves up to the possibility of relationships, because I'd like to talk about a woman's IQ. She's not born knowing what to do in a relationship. All of these are learned skills. And there are a lot of people now, I've listened to them, they prey on women, basically telling women, well, you don't have to initiate with a guy. Now, these are ungodly people, and they're telling women, well, just sit back and let guys come to you. No, you don't get to know guys by just passively being involved. You've got to be actively, and I like to use the word proactive. So I think it's a very good blessing that we're on the same page here. This is like a university, and we definitely need training in this area. We need training, instruction, and guidance. So I think we've been given a healthy dose of it this morning, and I'm just very, very glad to be a part
Amen.
Of it. Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate you, brother. Please send that email because I want to have you as a guest. Okay. Well, Evan Spaulding, the last 4 minutes are yours, my brother. I just want to get your closing remarks and, again, give us information about your book and how to get it. And we're going to continue this. I know that we're going to hear more about this upcoming and in the upcoming weeks. Evan?
All right. I'd just like to say, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Thank you for it. I really want the gentleman that was just talking to email me his information as well. It's Evan the Show. Well, no, go to evantheshow@gmail.com. That's evantheshow@gmail.com. What he's saying, it sounds like it's easy and it's simple, but unfortunately, people don't know it and they need to be taught. And it's our responsibility in the body of Christ to show it to them. Not just, you know, say that this isn't being done and that's being done. And I believe that's what he's trying to do, and that's what I'm doing as well. Communication is a huge part of relationships. To even get started, it's huge. So on the 19th, the release
yes.
will be going on. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on Amazon MP3. It's going to be on CD Baby. It's also going to be available on my site and a few other stores. There's a bunch of book signings coming up in the next upcoming months. And you know, God is just truly blessing. He's given me these ideas. And, I mean, most of them are scripturally based. And all of them are scripturally based. And I'm just spreading the word. Because marriage needs to come back.
It's
on an all-time low. Marriage in the church needs to come back. It's not the highest form of love, because the highest form of love is when a man will lay down his life for a friend. But it's one of the highest forms of love, and it needs to be going on, not even just in the church, but all over the world. Marriage needs a revival. If you want to contact me, the best way to do it, you can get me on Twitter, twitter.com/EvanTheShow, or you go to facebook.com/EvanTheShow, and you can talk to me and the doctor. I have a show called Evan the Doctor that's right here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday at 6:30 p.m., and we just deal with relationships, not just men and women, but son and father, mother and father, all kinds of relationships across the board. We deal with that every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio /Radio Evan. And great things are happening in the body of Christ. And I, like I said, I just appreciate you, and I appreciate the gentleman. I'm glad we came to a consensus, because, I absolutely agree with everything he was saying. I guess there's just a misunderstanding at one point, but absolutely agree with everything he's saying. Communication is the key, and it needs to be there's a problem right now, and it needs to be resolved.
Amen.
It just needs to be resolved, and that's what we are here for. So that's everything I have to say for now.
Amen.
Get a copy of the book, and I pray you enjoy it, and it's helpful to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Evan, so it's been a great show. I thank you for being with me. I pray that everybody gets your book, evantheshow.net, evantheshow.net. That's your website, right?
Yes, ma'am.
evantheshow.net. go over there and check out what's going on and how you can get a copy of The Secret to Getting Him to Propose. I also want to thank Pastor Larry Sarton for being with us on today. He is the host of a show right here, Moments in the Word, with Pastor Larry Sarton, S-A-R-T-I-N, on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, coming out of Chicago. So across the United States of America, I want to encourage everyone, and the brother that was with us, he's going to be my guest, so you'll hear more about his book. But I want to encourage everyone to get Evan's book, The Secret to Getting Him to Propose. I tell you, I'm going to get my copy. I'm going to try to sneak in there for a minute on your on your book launch night on Tuesday. I'm right here in Bloomfield, so I'm going to try to sneak in there for a few minutes to meet you. So God bless you, everybody. Evan, I will see you on Tuesday. Keep up the good work. God bless you. And I will see everybody right here on Woman to Woman next Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Okay, Evan, thank you.
All right, take care.
God bless. Amen. Hallelujah.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope
hey.
I bring you glory on this
hey.
One, Father.
Hey.
Help me now.
Superstar. Never drove around in a fancy car. Kids would tell me funny. Mama, she had no money, but she always told me, baby, know who you are. I said, don't you know? It was hard always wearing my cousin's clothes.
Oh, wow.
And you hand me down a dream with those hand-me-down jeans. Thought I'd never make it, but I made it, y'all.
Hey,
hey.
When I had nothing, had to struggle, and was looking no good. We got that.
Jesus,
Jesus, like crazy how you love me even when I don't love you like I should. You still love me, Father.
Jesus,
you feel me turn it up to the best. I like that.
Jesus,
yeah.
Ooh, look at me.
Look at your boy.
I know I'm not all I'm supposed to be.
Can't finish.
I'm gonna get it right and you get it overnight. So why you waiting?
Who should be dead right now, but I'm so glad God didn't give up on me.